The Ashes.
Yes, long bowling to Peterson, who edges, and he's caught at second slip by Michael Clarke. Siddle's made the breakthrough in the second over after lunch.
Definitely seems to have it, a bouncer, and Bell pulls it. And in my word, he's got some of that. And it was a drag almost, rather than a pull, because he didn't get up high enough. Here he is again, and that's clipped away hard for four by Trott. It was in the air, but out of the middle of the bat. Flew away past with Wiggett's right hand.
Siddle again, in, bowls, outside. Oh, he bowled him! He bowled him! He went to play an extravagant stroke wide of the off stump, under edge, I'm sure, onto the stumps. And that is Trott out, bowled by Siddle. England's fourth wicket has gone down.
Before Agar bowls, that's guided away nicely into a gap. To the left of cover, it's going out towards the boundary. The chase is on, I think the ball's going to win. It's a very fast outfield. And it's four more runs. Siddle goes into him, outside the off stump, edge and caught. Taken by Watson at first slip. And it's 178 for five. Bell's gone for 25. It was to Watson's left, it was low. He got both hands to it.
In goes Siddle, runs in, bowls outside the off stump, and Price caught a point. He slapped it straight to point. And it's Siddle's fifth wicket. And Pryor walks off looking at his bat. I'm not sure it had much to do with that. It was a wide ball. He threw the bat at it.
The Ashes.